Okay, good morning, everyone. It's so great to see you all here. I know it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore, but we're still in the spirit of Rosh Chodesh. The truth is I was debating whether we should do it on Rosh Chodesh during Hanukkah. It's nice to have, you know, a morning of learning during Hanukkah, and I was debating, but people are with family, I don't know. And then I thought, it's kind of hard to bring in, even though it is Rosh Chodesh Tevet, but to bring in like Asar B'Tevet on Hanukkah just seemed very difficult, I don't know. So we're doing it now. And as many of you know, during my 15-minute slot, we usually talk about some aspect of Rosh Chodesh. Last week, we began talking about Birkat HaChodesh, you know, what you say every Shabbos during davening, Shabbat Mevarchim, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, we get up and we announce Rosh Chodesh coming up. And we talked about some of the technicalities, where did it come from. Today, we're going to focus more a little bit of the words. What are we saying when we're in Shul, that Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh? So you have in your source sheet, if you open up, so some of you are only here for the first year, so you don't have it, but you can listen in. If you have the booklet, so it's on the first page, we're all after the bios, and I actually don't have one, so that would be helpful. Hold on one second. Yeah, do you mind? Sorry. Okay, so first of all, we're just going to, I'll just read the words to you. Just, I mean, you're probably mostly familiar with them, but so we say, Yihi Ratzon Mefanecha Hashem Elokeinu Ve'Elokei Avotinu. We ask Hashem, Shetechadesh Aleinu Et HaChodesh Hazeh L'Tova V'Livracha, that Hashem should renew this upcoming month for good and for a blessing. V'Titein Lanu Chaim Arukim, you should give us a long life, Chaim Shel Shalom, thank you, a life of peace, Chaim Shel Tova, a life of good, Chaim Shel Bracha, a life of blessing, Chaim Shel Parnasa, a life of sustenance, thank you. Chaim shel chilutz atzamot, we'll talk about that, but a life of strengthening our bones. Chaim sheyesh bahem yirat shamayim v'yirat chet, a life that will be full of fear of God, fear of sin. Chaim she'in bahem busha achlima, a life without shame, without embarrassment. Chaim shel osher v'chavod, a life of richness and honor. Chaim shetehei banu avat Torah v'yirat shamayim, a life which will have a love of Torah and fear of Hashem. Chaim shimalu mishalot libinu l'tova amin sala, a life which all of our requests will be granted for the good. Okay, so we mentioned last time that this tefillah was actually taken from Rav, one of the Amoras in the Gemara. This is his personal tefillah that he would say every day. What was not found in that tefillah? What can you guess if he said it every day? What was probably not there? The first line, which says that we should have this month should be renewed. That was added in later by the rabbis when they were putting it into the tefillah. They looked for something appropriate, something that we can say as we're entering into the new month. They found this very nice tefillah, and they added in this line, and this became our tefillah that we say before Rosh Chodesh. Now, just in terms of that line, Shetechadesh alina v'tachodesh hazeh l'tova v'livracha, it seems a little bit redundant, right? That we ask that Hashem renew this month for us for the good, and for a blessing. What's the difference between tova and bracha? Okay, and a similar question, one of the Balei Musar, Rav Simcha Zisla of Kelm, asks about the pasuk, Hinei ma tovu ma na'im, shevet achim gam yachad, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell together. What's the difference between tov and na'im? And he answers that sometimes, you know, there are many things in life that are good for us, but they don't always feel so good for us. Right? Hashem knows what's best for us, so he has a master plan, and they might be good for us. Even death is considered to be good, right? But they don't always feel, it doesn't feel like a bracha for us. So we're asking Hashem basically that he should give us, in the upcoming month, he should give us a month of good, but it should be good for us, but it also should feel good for us, right? You know, it's like we're asking for medicine, which we know is good for us, but not a bitter medicine, a sweet medicine, right? You know, like Tylenol for kids or something. Well, my kids hate it, but and you know, we see this in our lives, just in the little things. You know, you look at like the fruits and the vegetables, which we know are good for us, and they could have been, Hashem could have just made them healthy food for us. It could have been just some bland nothing, right? Why do they have to taste good and with such nice colors, right? Because the idea is we're asking for something that's going to be good for us, and we'll also feel that it's good for us. Now Rav Kook and his sitter, the Olat Riyah, he goes through the rest of the tefillah, so we're going to mainly focus on that. It's in your source sheet. And the overall arching question that he's trying to deal with, even though he doesn't really say it, is these requests, if you look at them, are all pretty much what in nature? Someone said spiritual. Who said spiritual? are personal, right? But mostly they're physical, right? Mostly we're asking for a good month, a month of riches, a month of blessing. There's a little bit thrown in the end about fear of God. But mostly it's physical in nature. And the question is, why would that be, right? Why, first of all, why would Rav, we would expect if he's going to have a tefillah every day, he's going to ask for help with his learning Torah and kavanah in his tefillah and in his avodas Hashem, he should, right? Why is he asking for all these physical things? And when the rabbis were searching for an appropriate tefillah to start off Rosh Chodesh, why would they, you know, why would they choose this tefillah? So, time's running out. We'll go quickly. But basically, he goes on to say, if you look carefully at the words actually, if you look deeper at them, they're really talking about something on a spiritual plane. So we first start out and we ask for Chaim Arukim, a long life. Right? And he says that a long life in and of itself is not a bracha. Right? If you have a long life, but you can't do anything with your life, yeah, it's a bracha, but it's not, we don't feel it as a bracha. But he says, this is really like this is a prerequisite, right? In order to ask for all the other things, we need to be able to ask, can we have another month? We want another month so that we can use it productively. Chaim shalom, we would think, is peace, and obviously we want peace. We definitely want peace. But he says that we can also understand it in another way. This is shalom pnimi, this is inner peace, right? A lot of times we have things that we want to be able to accomplish, things that we want to be able to do on a spiritual plane, but we have things holding us back, right? We have, he talks about different midos and different, you know, we have bad sides, you know, negative sides to our character, which are holding us back from doing the things that we need to do in order to accomplish. So we should have a shalom pnimi inside. All the different aspects of ourselves should work together to be able to serve Hashem. He says, Chaim shel tova, right, a life of good, which in a plain sense means we want good things. But he says, Shehamikrim achitzonim amashpi'im alinu, the outside things that happen, external things that happen, which influence us, yashpiu pulatam l'tovat zmanit v'nitzrit. They should have a good impact on us. Whatever we experience in the upcoming month, whether it be good or bad, which, you know, but we should be able to take those events, things that we see, things that we experience, and be able to internalize them for the good. It takes a positive message, even if a negative thing happens, to be able to take something positive from it. Chaim shel bracha, right? He says, not... We're asking, obviously, we also want a bracha for ourselves, but really, that we should be able to give over a bracha with our own actions, right? Things that we do, we should be able to impact on other people. Chaim shel parnasa, it sounds very physical, but he says it's that we should have that we should be able to be sustained in a physical sense, but also in a spiritual sense. Everything that we need spiritually in order to be able to go forward. Chaim shel chilut atzamot. What is chilut atzamot? So there's a pasuk in Yeshayahu, which says, v'atzmotecha yachalitz. And the Mefarshim explain, what does that mean? So Rashi and the Metzuda and Malbim, they say, this means that your bones should be strengthened. And the Gemara in Yevamo says that this is actually, he quotes it here, he says, Zohi mu'ulat shebrachot. This is the best bracha. The best bracha you can ask for is to have strong bones. Sounds, I mean, it's a good thing. We try to drink a lot of milk. We want calcium, right? But like, why is that the best bracha that you can ask for, right? So, so Rav Kook talks about that. It's not just about your bones. The bones is really your body, right? It's the skeleton of your whole body. And chilut atzamot is really the bracha of strength, of energy, of excitement, right? It's he says. That we should have the ability, the strength, the energy, the excitement, the passion to be able to serve Hashem, not only because we need to, but right, and it shouldn't be a masa, it shouldn't be a burden, but we should be excited to go and serve Hashem. And that's really the biggest bracha, right? I know, like, obviously I'm pregnant and I'm pretty exhausted all the time, right? And sometimes I feel I can't do anything. You know, I have so many things I want to do and I just lying on the couch, right? And the biggest bracha we can ask for is that ability to be able to get up there and to be excited to do something and have the physical abilities to be able to go and to do the mitzvot and to do the things that we want to do to serve Hashem. Chaim she'im b'hem busha ochlima. So he says, obviously, we all have things that we're embarrassed of, right? We all have traits that are not our most positive traits. That we're not going to be able to get rid of, but he says, "Aval chayim shehim pulotav habechirot." The things that we can choose, the actions that the things that we choose in our own lives, those should be without busha ochlima. Yeah, we can't choose everything that we were born with, but we can choose how we take that and how we put that into action in our lives. And we should be able to look at our lives, or at least the upcoming month, and be proud of what we've accomplished and what we've done. Chayim shel osher v'chavod. Right, sounds pretty physical, right? But he says that there's an osher that takes away a person's kavod, right? Sometimes when we have riches, we get confused. We don't know what our priorities are. And he says the osher should come with kavod. We should be able to have that self-respect, to be able to continue and put our own values forward, even if we have the distraction of osher. And obviously this is sandwiched by before and afterwards, Yirat Shamayim, right? Both we see it twice in this tefillah, because we need to have that Yirat Shamayim first. That's a prerequisite. When we have Yirat Shamayim and we know what our priorities, we know what our goals are, so then we can ask for Osher and Kavod, because we want to be able to use that to make it easier. Like if our lives are easier, then we can go and have more time to go learn and to go daven, and could, you know, we just are free of distractions. On the other hand, we can become easily distracted by all the excess that there is around, and therefore, okay. Once we have it, we need to ask again for Yirat Shamayim to guide us properly. And finally, Chaim Shetemalei Mishalot Libinu L'Tova. Why do we need to ask that our request be granted for the good? Because obviously, like we said at the beginning, sometimes we're confused and we don't always know. Sometimes things are a bracha, but we don't think they are. And sometimes the opposite. We want something so badly and we think it's so good for us, but actually, it's not the thing that's the best for us. And we want to make sure that we don't ask for the wrong thing. Sometimes I'm scared. I'm davening for something. And I'm like, well, actually, Hashem, I don't really know what I'm asking. Just do whatever is best, right? We want to ask that the things that we want should be the right things. And Hashem should grant us those things. And so, Emir Hashem, we should all be zoche to receive all of these brachot for the upcoming month and for all future months. Just a couple of quick announcements. Thank you. First of all, I wanted to say that the seminar, as always, is sponsored by the Brachfeld family. I don't think they're here yet, but and again, it is Le'ilu Nishmat Matchaya Sasha, but Rav Yosef Hillel, and we really thank them for this amazing.